Hello and welcome to the Walking Leader podcast. I am your host, David Guerra. I am the author of The Walking Leader, the 20 rules you can follow now to guide you down the path of leadership greatness in your organization. How are you? And welcome to the 21st episode. We're not done yet, but we made it through the first 20, and that's a good thing. And I've said it before and I'll say it again. I hope you're taking something out of this. I hope you're enjoying this. I hope you're learning something. And if not, let me know. I really want to hear from you. So just drop me an email, dave@daveguerra.com, or just follow me on Twitter and tell me on Twitter. And my handle on Twitter is at Dave Guerra, DaveGuerra. And I thank you for following me and listening to all the episodes up until this point. And this is episode 21, and we're talking rule 20, and that is have fun. Wow, have fun. Who makes a rule that's called have fun? Well, I do. I did, and I will, and I'm going to, and guess what? You're going to like it. Have fun. Nothing more needs to be said about this rule, really. If something does need to be said, the only thing is, if you're not having fun, then you are most certainly doing it wrong, and you are not doing it. You're just not doing it right. You're either not doing it constantly, you're not consistent, you're not being genuine, you're not being authentic. There's just something holding you back. Or you know what? You're just not doing it at all. And the answer is quite simple. It is time to start over. I mean, if you really truly want to be the walking leader, you truly want to get out there and get to know everybody in your organization and get to know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and how the organization functions at all levels, and not just from an organizational chart, but from on the ground, getting your boots on the ground and walking around and getting to know everybody and their job and how it impacts what you do, what they do, makes or breaks what you do. Makes it easier, makes it difficult for whatever you're doing or whatever the guy next to you or gal next to you or the people in the accounting office or the people at the warehouse or the people at the reception, the front desk. What does the custodial engineer, what does his job entail and what does it do to make it easier for everybody else? Those are the kinds of questions. Those are the kinds of questions you should be asking yourself when you get out there. And those are the kind of questions you should be getting answered from the people themselves, not from their supervisors, not from the CEO or the CFO, the COO. No, nobody from the C-suite, unless you're looking at the C-suite and you're talking to them. But what I'm getting at is the people that it affects directly. You know, the reception, who answers the telephones, the mail people, the people who handle the mail. Those are the ones you need to be talking to. Those are the ones you need to be addressing and getting to know. And why? Because it is just that important. That is how you become the walking leader. And while you're doing all of that, remember, I built into the rules a lot of downtime stuff. Again, to pull down those shields, bring the defenses down, and open up and interact with each other. And deal with each other on a more human level as opposed to, well, I'm your supervisor, you need to do this. Or to get rid of the dreaded, because I said so. That right there, my friends, is not any way to treat anybody. And if you're in an organization and you're a leader, you're a manager, and that's the way you speak to people, that's the way you talk to them, guess what? You're not a leader. You're a bully. And that is definitely not the way to do business. That's the great way to start building animosity, fear, anger, dissent, and rumors, and well, you just lose esprit de corps. You just don't have anything to give them, and because again, you just demand from them and you show nothing back to them, it ain't gonna work that way. It's definitely not gonna work that way. And it should never have to work that way. So, again, get out there, open mind, open ears, closed mouth, and have fun with it. Definitely. Now, like I said earlier, it's time to start all over if you're not having fun. If you're doing this wrong, if you're just not getting anything out of it, start all over. There's nothing wrong with that. So all you just need to do is go back to rule number one. Read the entire or listen to the entire podcast, the first rule, or read the book. Go from beginning to end before you start walking out there and doing it again. Now, if you are having fun, then guess what? You're doing it right. However, You can do it better. You can always do better. You better be doing better. You need to go into life thinking, you know what? That was great, but I can do better. Always do better. Because again, if you're just not doing better, then guess what? You get stagnant. You get static. You get, you're just spinning your wheels in the mud. You're not going anywhere. But if you want to be better, then you be better than yesterday. You be better than the day before. You be better than last week. You be better than last month, better than last year. And guess what? You're just going to be that much better. You're going to get greater. And you're going to have a lot more fun, much more fun than you thought you had. But in order to do it better, see rule number one again. Start again from scratch. Read the book all over. Go out there with a new strategy. Develop your own strategies and get out there and do it. Now, of course, you can stop. You can choose to stop at any time and restart anytime you want. Say you're going through this and you're at rule 10 and it's just not working for you. That's okay. Come back. Start again. Make it work for you. It must be said that there is no perfect duration to master any of these rules. You should never master any rule. You should get quite adept. You should get quite close to mastering, but never master a rule because, again, the rule should always change. The rule should be dynamic. The rule should flow. And if it starts becoming static, spinning its wheels in the mud, it's not going to be a good rule. It's just going to get something that's going to get tiring. It's going to get old, and it's not going to become it's not going to be beneficial. So like I said, you might not ever master any of the steps or the rules, or you might master all of them to some degree, but you're never going to be perfect with them. Whether you do or you don't, there is no set time limit to get from rule 1 to rule 20. And there is certainly no rule that says you have to follow the rules of the walking leader in the order you read them. True, you don't. So please, again, read the entire book, listen to the entire podcast again, the entire series, and then implement Colonel John Boyd's OODA or OODA loop to get yourself ready to take that first step out of your office and onto your organization's front lines. Once you get started, please use the handy-dandy book as a guide. And again, here comes the sale. Use the book. And my book, it's small, fits in your back pocket, and you can get it at Amazon, you can get it at my website, you can get it at Barnes & Noble, any place they sell books online, you can pretty much get it. And again, it's called The Walking Leader, the 20 Rules You Can Follow Now to Guide You Down the Path of Leadership Greatness in Your Organization. Now, once you get started, again, don't let things get lazy. Don't be lazy, don't spin your wheels, don't slow down. Because again, they could make it difficult to get yourself back on track. So that's why I recommend you start from the beginning. And there's nothing wrong with starting at the beginning 2, 3, 4, 5 times. You will not only have to run the OODA loop on issues and conflicts, but you can always use it as a tool to keep yourself in check. That's it, folks. Good luck. Best wishes. Now get out there and make the walking leader yours. You make yourself the walking leader. Well, folks, that ends this first portion of my podcast series, and it's all about the walking leader. Next week, we're going to start into, well, that's right, Great to Follow. And again, that's going to be book 2 in the trilogy, and we're going to go ahead and dive into the rules, and we're going to talk about it. And again, I hope you get something out of it as well. So again, thank you for listening. My name is David Guerra, and I am the author of The Walking Leader, the 20 Rules You Can Follow Now to Guide You Down the Path of Leadership Greatness in Your Organization. I thank you for taking the time. I thank you for listening. I thank you for following along. Drop me an email, daviddaveguerra.com, or you can follow me on Twitter at Dave Guerra, DaveGuerra, and let me know you heard the podcast, and definitely please let me know what you think. Well, listen, until next week, have a good one. See you soon.